time for the rural news. Sally Murphy in Ōtautahi. Kia ora, Sally.
Kia ora.
Environmental groups not inspired by the government's emissions reduction plan for the farming sector.
No, the discussion document released yesterday outlined changes being proposed to reduce emissions in New Zealand. In regards to greenhouse gases being produced on farms, proposals to cut these include developing a farm-level pricing scheme for agricultural emissions, as well as funding emissions mitigation research. But environmental groups like Greenpeace and Forest and Bird are unhappy with the lack of suggestions targeting the sector. Forest and Bird spokesperson Jeff Key says it's worried the farm emissions pricing scheme is going to be too light-handed and not drive land use change.
We would like to see a commitment to at the very least match what's in the ETS. You know, if agriculture should be going into the ETS, and if it doesn't, if it comes in under a different scheme, we need to see the commitment that the price signal will be at least as effective as that in the ETS. We also need to see a lot more proactive work to start rolling out what we already know cuts emissions on farms, so moving to a more regenerative agriculture system. We need to see a phase out of synthetic fertilisers, and we need to see a really strong system of farm support. I didn't see any of that in there.
Jeff Key says agriculture accounts for half of New Zealand's gross greenhouse gas emissions, but the discussion document seemed far more focused on other sectors. And there'll be more on this story later in Morning Report.
Now, Sally, some new research is looking at the benefits of growing sunflowers as a crop.
Yeah, Canterbury farmers looking for an additional crop to add to the mix this summer might do well to look at sowing sunflower seeds. Researchers have found the crop has potential, and with a crushing plant in North Canterbury, there is a very strong demand for healthy, shelf-stable oil. Evan Laurie of the Foundation for Arable Research says trials in Canterbury using hybrid seeds from France showed good returns.
It's a low-input crop, so the costs for actually getting the crop established and the use of chemicals and fertilizer is minimal. So if you can grow 3-plus-ton crop of sunflower, that's providing margins somewhere in the region of $1,600 to $1,800, but for a crop that's only in the ground for a short period of time, because we're talking 140 days from sowing to harvesting. And over a period of time in summer where there isn't really that many options in terms of crops that are growing in the ground at that time.
But Ivan Laurie says there is a hitch, birds. He says there are a few devices around to scare them off, which do show some promise.
Visual devices like lasers and lights, sound devices like squawkers and gas guns. But the truth is that if you're not growing a reasonable size paddock of sunflowers, and if you're growing it in a region where there's no other grain or other crops around, it leaves you pretty much nothing.
Ivan Laurie says growers need at least 60,000 plants per hectare to have a successful crop. He says the sunflower's deep roots are good for the soil and help condition the land for the next crop in rotation, such as wheat. And that's the rural news.
That would be a sight to see, wouldn't it, on the Canterbury Plains? 60,000 sunflower plants.
Yeah, with lights and laser beams to tear the birds.
Absolutely. Sally, thank you very much for that, your rural news this morning.